Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. It's Sunday. Take me to church. Here we are. Here we are having our church. How is everybody, huh? Are you being challenged? Well, just know that when you're being challenged, you're growing. And it depends how you meet the challenge, which way you grow. So let's choose to direct every day, knowing that it is already a great day. Freedom and I start that out as soon as I get up and I get down and cuddle with her and I say, Freedom, today is a great day. And not going to be, but it is a great day. And let's start with the statement that the channel is begging us, and that's their words, to state every day, remembering that we are directing energy with it. Here we go. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy, all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. We're also being asked to command again that all injustice be brought to justice now. And it was interesting when I asked the greatest way to serve you, they just wanted me to give you some tips about stuff that's going on right now. As far as these vaccines, according to the channel, they're safe for most, but not all. They're not safe for children at first, but they will be by February. They have to refine them. You'll be happy to hear this one. The channel says COVID will be a distant memory by the end of 2021. Boy, it can't be distant enough for me. Go way, 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 way far away. And this one, I always hesitate to say this. It came up on the What's Next webinar too, that Biden might pardon Trump for the sake of the country. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Right now, it depends on whether it's needed or not. Let me see what else. Oh, I hesitate to put this out too, but you know, that's my job, not for me to get in the way, but for me to just bring what the channel's telling me to bring to you. Not safe to travel by plane or train for most people until the 1st of February. And this is the biggest one, the biggest direction. They're saying it's about everything. If we want to take advantage of the opportunity of this new energy of creation, we must trust love. Again, love is the greatest healing and creation force we have. trust it, use it all the time. You want to create something, love it, be in the state of love for it. You want to shift something, which is the same thing as creating something. Don't do it with your anger or your fear or your judgment. Do it from love. Love is the way we're going to bring everything about. Okay. I want to remind you that our beautiful producer, who, believe me, we would not be able to do this show without, wonderful Stephen. If you would like to support him and get some of these amazing, totally natural spice combinations that he has, please go to Far Out Foods, F-O-O-D-Z, foods.com. And they've added hot cocoa. Boy, I'm going to get some of those for sure. And coffee sets. And they've added 10 new blends of spices for those of you that love to cook barbecue, or if you have anybody in your family. It's a great way, and you want to make sure to use the code DWALLACE, one word, all lowercase, to get 10% off. Okay, also, it's not posted yet, but our predictions webinar will be Tuesday, December 29th. Woohoo! We've been pretty right on, I gotta say, in the last predictions, the last 4 years, yeah. And I want to remind you that the Christmas special will roll out December 6th, right after the show. So it always fills up so quickly, guys. You know, if you're interested, mark your calendars, put your $100 aside, because it's $100 for a 30-minute session. That's my Christmas gift to you every year. All right, can I go? Yes, I can go to the callers. Please have your question ready. I'm going to start with Mr. Paul. Hey, Paul, I'm so thrilled I'm going to get to work with you for a year.
Awesome. Yeah, me too. Me too. Can you hear me okay?
I can, sweetheart.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So what I want to do is I want to fully open my access to my channel. So I'm using the pendulum daily. I, you know, went through the video on the download that you made.
Uh-huh.
So I want to be able to, you know, get all my own answers for the
sure.
highest and the best. And I want to serve profoundly. I know, you know, I want to be able to access it as much as you do. And I want to fully open that.
All right. So I would start by saying I am a channel, and my channel is fully open, because right now you're looking at it, if you listen to your words, that yeah. is not a reality. And we know the basis of the work, Paul, is we have to claim it if we're going to create it, right? We
right.
have to say it is, that this is already in play because I've directed it to be. The second mm-hmm. thing is trust. And a good claim they're saying for you every day is, today I trust my channel. I trust myself and my channel. Because your channel isn't you guys. You're just the telephone it's coming through. Now, are you needed to access the information? Absolutely. And then you have to get out of the way. You know, I mean, I asked five different ways. Really, about this Biden thing, pardoning Trump, that doesn't sit great with me. But that's not my job. My job is to bring you the information that I'm being given. So I always, if I'm in doubt at all, Paul, because doubt is the one thing that will close down your channel, I say, okay, I am getting the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. That is always my direction. I never want anything less than that. Okay, so that's just a few. And then it's just practice, Paul. It's really just practice. Practice with friends, practice with yourself, you know, and start with really easy stuff first. Don't start with questions about the world, you know, and what's going to happen in the next year. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I get when the pendulum goes, that'll give me a yes, a no, or a maybe. How do you get the words flowing? I guess I guess everyone's different. Some hear words, some see images, some get an intuitive feeling.
I get all three. Yeah.
You get all three.
They'll
so
tell you,
I just
honey.
Sit down. I intend it'll teach me itself.
Yep. Yep. And it will be what I've found anyway is when they bring it through, it's always something that you personally can respond to. Like when I started doing this, it was books and then songs and then movies because I'm a creative, you know, and I'm in the creative arts. So I understand the language that they're using through taking me to those things. And when I get to the, like when you guys give me a song, usually I hear right away what it stands for in response to what we're talking about. And then they added plays onto it. So you'll know, guys. But again, it's do I trust myself to get out of the way and hear, you know, I mean, I always say, you know, God, Christ, Holy Spirit, all the Buddhas, the highest energy through divine love always speaks through me. That's my command. So, you know, energy must follow your direction, Paul. So whatever you have to direct it to feel good about it, that's what you do. All right, baby?
So how do I get ego out of the way? Because as my personal power is increasing, my ego is kind of going off the charts.
No. You misunderstand ego. Ego would hold you down. So don't be afraid of your power. That's what you're describing, is you're afraid of your power. And you cannot misuse your power if it is directed through divine love, Paul. All right, baby, I got to move on, but this was really valuable for a lot of people. Thank you for bringing this in.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, Miss Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi, Miss D.
Hi, baby Kate. What's up?
Happy holiday.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Boy, we have a lot to be thankful for, especially this community. What can I answer for you?
Well, a couple of questions. One is, I live in downtown Brooklyn, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And it is very challenging and very isolating, believe it or not, in this big city. But this building, a lot of people are not following protocol. And I have a 102-year-old neighbor next door, and her family came from Atlanta, and I still don't get it.
Your job to get involved.
I know, but...
But you are. You're all up in it.
The rest of it is, my concern is for my protection, because I get the sense that there's a lot of people there, and they're hovering in the hallway. And so I'm asking the channel, what do I need to do to protect myself?
Okay. The only reason that we have to protect ourselves is if there's danger, and that's a perception.
Right.
The first thing the channel wants you to know is that you are feeling isolated within yourself, because it threw me against the wall when you said you live in the middle of Brooklyn, but it's very isolating. It's not where you're living, Eileen, it's you.
Yeah.
And so that extends now further into this, because you feel very isolated, which means all energy isn't working with you. Your perception is that it's working against you or in defiance of you. So that's your part of it. You've got to address that first, that belief that you are an island unto yourself. It's not
true.
Yeah,
I've been working on it. And
okay,
you know.
Well, this is a real opportunity for you to see how it affects your perspectives. Now,
right.
During the webinar, What's Next, they discussed the greater good in some detail for a couple of different people. And, you know, just like World War II, when we had to go on rations, everybody went on rations for the greater good of the country and everybody, so everybody could eat and the country could get by. Sometimes we have to give up our individual rights. They're correcting me a little bit. What seemed to be giving up our individual rights for the greater good. However, if you are at choice, you are never giving up anything. So, if there are things happening right next to you in your building that you feel unsafe about, after you've done your inner work about I'm an island unto myself, have you spoken to the landlord about it?
No.
Well, why?
This is recent. They just got here like 2 days ago.
Okay, well, your first step is to speak to the landlord and go, I'm happy she has her family around her. I'm happy for her. However, we need to put some rules in place, because now I'm feeling unsafe in my house.
Okay, that's a good idea.
But you see, you couldn't have come up with that idea if you were being driven by nobody's going to listen to me, I'm an island unto myself. So
right.
I want everybody to see how, you know, our belief systems, again, create what's going on in our lives. And it looks like the reality, but it's only the reality based on that belief system. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Start there. Start
okay.
there. And if he doesn't want to take any action, there's some place in between that and calling the health services. There's a step in between if he won't respond. Have you talked to them? That's what it is. Talk
no.
to them. Okay, well, that you talk to the first step is your landlord, the second step is them, and the third step is the health authorities.
Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
With love, Eileen. With love.
Thank
knowing
you.
That you are heard. You bet. All right. Ms. Cheryl in Houston, you be on.
Yay. Hi.
Hi, babe.
Hello. So I am putting together just lots of things I've heard you say over the last couple months. And the quickest way to say it is that you have said to find our money, our abundance, my I don't know. I don't want to call it work because I don't think it's going to be work. But in any case, you said you got to ask the energy and step through the door. Like there's a proactive step as well.
Well, sure.
For me.
However,
yeah, and,
hold on. Let me be very clear with everybody. You don't take the proactive step until you've taken the energetic step.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means you tell the universe clearly what you are creating and ask them to partner with you.
Therein lies my temporary problem.
Okay.
you know you're a healer and an author and all this, and I know I'm not what I was in the first half of my life, earning money-wise. That's not my career anymore. Other than that, I swear I just keep feeling this great passive income with some kind of little involvement from me every now and then that's very joyous, but I have no clue what it is. So I was wondering if your channel could help kind of give me direction.
Well, first of all, you have to give yourself direction, and right now the direction you're giving yourself is I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, how about starting every day with today? I know and I'm absolutely clear what I want to do with my life and the next steps of my life.
Okay, I've been doing I know and I'm clear for about 2 months now, and
yeah,
I'm feeling super strong.
Well, good. Now you've got to make it a little bit more specific, Cheryl.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I know and I'm clear about what the next steps are for me to create my life joyously and make money, because that's what I heard you say you wanted. Now, I would also put health in there. Of course, health for most people would be creating their life joyously.
Mm-hmm.
But
I say health and wealth. My health.
Okay.
And wealth.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
But when I say you're saying it joyously, it goes right to know.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before. When I first found you as a healer, just recently, when you did the when we could all write in for unlimited for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you started with me before. You were so sweet and started a couple of days early with me. And I told you that the only happy place I could find was you in your video of instruction on how to do it, saying, I'm here for you. I'll be here for you for 2 weeks. And that was the only happy place I could find.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Have you looked for another one?
Lately I'm just finding that they can be sure and stuff, and I'm finding
you
stuff.
Bet.
I think I don't yet feel, everybody would describe me as joyous, but what I feel inside is tempered.
Yeah.
And so,
therein lies your challenge, Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
That's what you have to address and align so that you absolutely will create all of this joyous next part of your life that you want to create. But you're
okay.
saying, I want a joyous life, But by the way, universe, I don't know what that means because I can't find it in me.
Well, true on one point.
Well.
And there's lots of things that interest me. So I was just like, am I a healer? Am I a writer? Am I a, you know, do I get to travel and somehow?
I'm an actress.
Because I thought I had
writer.
To take a step.
I'm a healer. You know, I do. I'm a mother. I have a lot of definitions. Guys, you limit yourselves with your definitions. Don't think you have to pick one thing. Get up and go, what gives me joy? But then we're back to joy, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's find out where your block. Can I do this quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheets, book. Give me a song.
Everything's coming up roses.
Yeah, okay. So your lack of joy has to do with the expectation that things are going to be shit instead of roses. And you learned that from your mom.
She did think that.
Yeah, she always...
She still thinks that, yeah.
Well, okay, do you want to be her? Do you want to carry this on? Or do you want to go, thanks, Mom, for showing me what I don't want? I'm going to expect that everything's coming up roses. Yeah.
For me, I see very clearly this beautiful, peaceful, fulfilling life. And I see me in it healthy and strong and in love and joy. It's like there's a bridge I'm not finding. Like, I feel the truth. I believe the truth.
Cheryl, we just found it.
Okay. It's still the mom thing.
It's the belief that you accepted from your mother that, oh, everything I plant is probably going to come up shit instead of roses.
That's
what's
weird, 'cause I believe it's going to happen.
What?
That's what's weird, because I really always believe it's going to happen, and then I'm shocked when it doesn't.
You believe it's going to happen, but you don't believe it's going to happen joyfully and that you're going to get everything you want. And so the other part of you steps forward and goes, oh, Cheryl, nope, 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 don't really create it because you'll be disappointed. And that takes all the joy out of it.
Huh, okay. Is this why... Okay.
Go ahead. Is this why what?
Well, it's come up so many times, and it's in the past, it's been true. Is this why pendulums give me wrong answers so enthusiastically?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, damn it, because they just happily tell me all this stuff, and then it's just not true.
Well, you're not letting
it wildly.
Be true.
Oh, I was so excited 2 weeks ago about what it told me. And then it was just all wrong.
Well, but guys, you have to allow the truth to be born. You know, I'm doing an affiliate program right now, and almost every single person that I answer, it has something to do with they do not know that they're the creators. And if you give that right of choice, not joyfully, you do not know you are
I'm
a joyful
God.
Creator. Yes.
Okay.
I get a yes on that. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you bet. Served a lot of people. Andrew, I love it. We got some guys on today. How are you, babe?
I am doing all right. Second time this week. I'm hogging you. Girl.
That's all right, boy. You just hogged me.
Yes.
What can I answer for you?
This morning, I watched Dolly Parton's new movie on Netflix, Christmas on the Square, and I got this hit of what I think is is a limiting belief that I've been carrying, which is I don't believe in myself. It sort of carries on from the last caller, to be honest with you, because and I'm trying to, like, make sense of it because it is, you know, it is true because people tell me, you got all these greatest gifts, but taking it in, I find it a real challenge. And, you know, and I'm getting it probably too with my wounded inner child, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Okay. So they took me to the core belief, I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're replacing energy with power. So again, it's back to, are you the God of you or not, Andrew?
Well,
guys, let me be very clear. God, the angels, the guides, the universe. If you are waiting for any of those people to give you what you want, you will be waiting forever. Because they are waiting for you to say, I am creating this, partner with me, and let's do it now and consistently. And that's where you're falling out, Andrew. You're afraid to use your own power. And you've been given all these gifts, and now you have to use your power to bring them out into the world.
Okay. So that's more the issue. It's not that I don't believe in myself. It's just that being the God of me is what I need to hone.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
If you don't believe you're the God of you, there's a part of you that is limiting you, which is not believing in yourself.
Okay.
You got it?
Thank you. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Now, what does mommy have to do with teaching you this?
Well, I know that my mom and my dad never got along, like when she was with my dad, she lost her power.
Totally.
And she was fighting.
She never trusted herself. That's what you witnessed with her, is that she didn't trust her own power. And when we see these things when we're little, we go, okay, that's the way the world is, and that's the way I'm supposed to be in the world. And I'm telling you all, we all picked parents that gave us some good and a lot of limitations. So choose what you want to keep from them that empowers you, and thank them for showing you the disempowerment within themselves so that you can move on and create what you want. Okay?
Wow, I didn't expect that extra bit, but thank you. Great, awesome.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you. It was a really good question, Andrew. Thank you. All righty, Marie in Florida, you're on.
Hi.
Thank
you for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm calling about love.
My favorite subject.
With a companion. Yeah. And I'd like to connect with a companion, a life partner. You know, to love and be loved.
I get a yes on that. Let's see. There's one tiny belief system. Am I going to a core belief? Hold on. This page here. 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. There's a part of you that thinks you're not supposed to be with a life partner. Do you know what that part is?
No, not off the top of my head.
Do you have thoughts of, well, I'm, you know, at this age, how am I ever going to find anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's where we're going. And do you know, I have so many clients and friends. I don't know how old you are, Marie, but so many clients and friends from 60 to 90 that have entered into fabulous, beautiful, amazing relationships in the last 2 years. So, nice. You know, if you walk into a room with six guys and go, well, I really, really want a relationship. I want somebody to love, and I want them to love me, and I want us to be happy. By the way, I'm too old to create that. How many people, how many guys do you think are going to step forward?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now that's the first thing. There's a second thing. Sheets. But give me a song, sweetheart. Any song that pops in.
Higher Love.
Yeah.
Steve Winwood.
Okay. Call in a higher love. Because there's a little part of you that doesn't want something that you've experienced earlier. So I am calling in my higher love, and I am the perfect freaking age to attract this guy to me. Wow. Woohoo!
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, that's awesome.
Okay, so that's
like
your
that.
That's your command daily, okay?
Yes, I like that.
All right.
Awesome.
Good. All right.
Thank you so much.
You got to let me know when he shows up, Marie, because he's coming. Bye.
Nice. Yay.
Now, see, now that was joy. You can feel that joy. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I'm looking. Hey. I'm looking for support. There's some support around panic attacks, like the energy behind it, and then how to support the physical body, I guess.
Okay.
During and after.
Panic attacks are when you go into I have no control.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the basis of it. Yes, but
for sure.
You know, Iris, you've been doing this work for a while now. It's all based on the fact that we always have control.
I totally agree.
You always have control to choose your reaction or lack of reaction and to choose your perspective. Now, they would like to know the major subject that you're having panic attacks around.
I think what triggered the attack was getting laid off again.
I get a yes on that. Okay. So, do you know that you're the creation of your livelihood and not your job?
Yes.
Okay. I get a yes on that, but when I say that you moved into your power to go, okay, I got laid off, universe, so we're going to create money in any and all possibilities that are joyfully out there for me. You know, whether I win it or somebody gives it to me or I find another great job that I want to do, we're creating it right now and the money's here. You see, then you're taking positive steps of power instead of allowing yourself to go into reactionary victim place, Iris. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm also looking for some physical stuff because when it, like some physical support.
Breathing.
Cause when it,
breathing.
Okay.
Breathing.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, I don't know how else I can. I don't know what else I can do besides pay you for doing it, the breathing exercise.
Again, I've been doing it.
Sort of, kind of, they're saying.
Well, this week was took a lot of hits, but in general, I've been really consistent.
But that's when you need to do it, Iris.
I know, Dee. I just
okay.
I got triggered, and then it's like a bottle.
Sweetheart,
thing
I know. I know.
Okay.
And as soon as you get triggered, I want you to go back to your bedroom and go, okay, this is the best thing I can do for me to get myself back in power and back in balance, which is what you're asking the channel to answer for you. And they're saying to all of you, 10 minutes, do the breathing exercise. You will not believe how it affects your life. And by the way, now they're adding that it is, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switch, this is the highest information. They're saying that's part of the reason that you lost this job, because you really didn't care for it much anyway, and you've been claiming something higher and better, but you have to leave the job in order for the higher and better to come in, so actually it's a positive thing.
Okay. I lost the job because of the new restrictions, like everyone lost the job, but
well,
newer and better is good.
Okay, Iris, they won't let you go with that. Because that is for, that is the old way of looking at things, that life just happens.
Yeah.
Okay? And they are begging you to remember that you are the creation of your life, not the pandemic, not the situations. You are. So the more you continue to focus on creating and that you have created what you want, the more it is delivered to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, babe. You can do it, Iris. You can do it. You just have to be tough love with yourself, babe.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. We're going to Michael in Connecticut. You're on.
How you doing, Dean?
Day. I'm great, sweetheart. What's up?
About 3 weeks ago, you had somebody call in. They'd lost something, and you gave them something of a routine. It was something like, oh, here it is, or something like that. Could I ask you to go over that? Because that's extremely interesting to me.
Whenever I lose anything, I just say, I know where it is.
I know where it is.
I know where it is. And I remember clearly where it is, and it's safe and secure, and everybody partner with me now in finding it. That's pretty much it, Michael. But again, guys, you have to say it like you already have it. So many of you want to keep... I'm going to find it. That does not allow your brain to hook in with your subconscious and help you remember where it is.
Okay.
Right?
That's very useful.
Okay. Got your answer?
Yeah. On the issue of the pendulum, where specifically on your website is that course? I'd be fascinated to know that.
Sweetheart, it's in the store.
In the store.
How to use a pendulum, I believe, is what it's called. Yeah. If you have any problems finding it, email Lauren, and she will help you. Anytime you have a problem at all finding anything or wanting to know anything, guys, or having trouble with an order, Lauren is on it. And by the way, and I want you to watch your reaction here, Lauren has come down with COVID. She, of course, works remotely here. But I want you to see her whole complete and perfect. She already is. Okay?
Yeah, I'm so delighted she's already cured and healed and all that.
Yes, you got it, Michael. You got it. And she's much, 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 much better. We've been doing some work together. And she's up with her family, so she's well taken care of. So
Lauren is the conscious creation email?
No, Lauren is Lauren, LAURYN at imdwallace.com. All righty, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Answer.
I appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. All right, Lena in Oklahoma, you be on.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What's up?
How do I say that? Oh, I wanted to ask. Why did I? And I know it doesn't matter. But why did I create what I created at the Oklahoma City Zoo with me getting fired?
Okay, boy, this opened a whole can of worms here. You wanted to get fired. You actually always want to get fired. Wow. All right. So let's find what's driving that, because we want to bring that into alignment so that you love working where you work and you want to be there and they want you to be there. And it's
yes.
Copacetic. Am I going to a core belief? This page here, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Well, there you go. If you have a belief that you aren't supposed to be where you are and you don't belong, you will continue to create ways that you cannot be there, no matter what it is, Lena. Whether it's having enough money, whether it's working at a job, and it doesn't matter what job. It's any job, because as you do anything, you do everything, guys. So if you have a belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, you will create that either not coming to you or moving away from you in some way. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm supposed to be here creating everything I want and being happy. I belong in a job that makes me happy with great people to work with. I see me as somebody who really gives a lot to this job. I see the world as a world that allows me to give that. And I see a world that looks back at me and says, boy, we love her. Look how much she gives to this. So I want you to work on getting all those things into alignment.
Okay.
And every day you get up and go, today I'm supposed to be here and I belong creating everything I want and being happy.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
All right, thank you.
Boy, this whole call has been a training. Swear to God. Wendy in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, sweetheart.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm also calling about a situation for me in work. I created something at work that's both good and bad. I created a big pay raise, but they are moving me to a job I really don't want. So I'd like some clarity on how I created that and how to create this job being a job that I'm going to enjoy.
Great questions. They took me right to the core belief, I have to give up me to take care of me.
That's what I thought it was.
Yep, well, you're right on.
Okay.
This, by the way, comes from your mom. Extreme, even in the womb, you picked this up. Well, I have to give
sense.
Up myself somehow to get what I want.
Okay.
So what is it about this new job you don't like?
It's a job that's very interactive with the public.
Okay, so my pendulum goes right to no when you
really?
Say that. That's what your mind has created that it's about.
Uh-huh.
But that's not really what it's about. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
I keep getting Star Wars.
Okay. Well, Star Wars is all about fighting and battling in order to keep the good. Okay, so there is a belief you have that when you interact with these people, you're going to have to fight in order to get what you want. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
Well, yes, there you go.
True. Yes, I often talk with people who are angry.
Well, that's a perspective.
Okay.
So how can you shift your perspective to, I'm waiting for the words, it's my great honor to help them feel more peaceful about what I need to talk to them about.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it sort of shifts everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, I love that.
You know, Wendy, I've been working on this one for a year with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared with all of you, you know, that I was feeling disrespected on a lot of sets. And I realized I wasn't respecting them. And since I have been stating today, in everything I do, I am respected. And all energy respects me. And I'm telling you, I'm living a different life on the sets.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's my own freedom that I've created just from shifting that perspective.
Right. Well, that's very helpful.
So instead of, see, I'm going back to the first or one of the first callers who was expecting shit instead of roses.
Right.
You're expecting disharmony instead of creating harmony.
Right.
Right? So,
right. Yeah.
Because I get that you love to serve, Wendy.
I do. I do.
You know? So,
they told me when they told me that they were putting me in that position because I was so good natured and everyone loved working with me and
So expect that everybody loves working with you.
Yeah.
And make sure you read my e-blast tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it applies to what we're talking about today. Working with the guy that came out to fix my leak. That's exactly what you're asking of yourself right now. How can you always turn it to love so that you can serve in the highest way?
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you so much for your help.
You bet, sweetheart. You bet. Wow, what a show. I wish I was barreling through, and we sure got to a lot of people, but I can't get through everybody. All right, so Predictions Week, December 29th. Make sure you go to Far Out Foods and help Stephen out. The Christmas special will roll out December 6th, right after the show. So get ready and get up every day, please. The channel is again, and the word is begging you, say this statement and command daily. The energy needs all of the help and support and direction for a smooth transition of love into the age of Aquarius. Wow. Hello. Okay, so it's on the e-blast. I put it on all the daily emails. You should have copied it and posted it by now so that you can read it every day. Let's say it together, guys. I love me. Come on, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio.
You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.